ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். கட்டோபநிஷத் பார்ட் 2 ஸ்லோகா 4. ஸ்வப்னாந்தம் ஜாகரிதாந்தம் ச உபௌ ஏனானு பஷ்யதி மகாந்தம் விபுமாத்மானம் மத்வா தீரோ ந சோசதி. வி வென் த்ரூ தி டிஸ்கஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் மந்த்ரா இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் வெபினார், வேர் தி உபனிஷத் சேஸ் தீரஹா தட் டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் பர்சன் இத்தி மத்வா, பிகாஸ் இட் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் எ வெரி சென்சிட்டிவ் மைண்ட், பிகாஸ் வி ஷுட் டிராப் அவர் ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபிகேஷன் டெண்டன்சி, because we always want to experience atma and we wait for atma to come sometime, and that waiting tendency should be dropped, and for that we require a very subtle mind, and if that subtle mind is not there, then the person says, what he says, I have studied all the Upanishads and I am also practicing intense meditation and I hope one day that atma will come to me and I will have a direct darshan of atma. No guru can help such a person at all, because he is really waiting for whom? He is really waiting for himself. So you can wait for anyone else except for oneself, never wait for yourself. Therefore, if at all one practices meditation, it should be for what? I don't look for an atma experience, because I am the Atma. Repeating this is Vedantic meditation. This is what one has to keep on doing it. So, dhiraha, a discriminative person, a discerning person, matva, he gains this knowledge. Having gained this knowledge, then what is the benefit for him? Na shochati. Thereafterwards, he will never sorrow in life. All sorrows are because of what? I don't know who I am. Once I know, there is no scope for sorrow at all. But some will say, I know, but still I have sorrow. There are some people who might say that also. Then we say, you really do not know. If you say that I know and still have sorrow, that means you do not know. So that's what we saw in the last webinar. Now let us continue with the fifth mantra. Ya imam madvadam veda ஆத்மானம் ஜீவமந்திகாத் ஈஷானம் பூதபவ்யஸ்ய நததோ விஜுகுப்சதே ஏதத் வைதத். So the method that யமதர்மராஜா is using in the previous mantra is what? அவஸ்தாத்ரய விவேகா. We already mentioned it earlier. It is அவஸ்தாத்ரய விவேகா, which is only an extension of திருக் Drishya Viveka. We introduced this term also in the previous webinar, Drig Drishya Viveka. And in this method, the teacher said that the Atma is the experiencer of all the three avastas, the three states of experience. And since Atma is the witness of all these three states of experience, it is different from all the three. Because it is a witness, it has to be different from all the three. So Atma is not an object falling within Jagrat Avastha and Jagrat Kala, and so all the Jagrat Desha, Jagrat Kala, all those things, they are all, Atma is beyond all of them. So it is not falling also within Swapna Desha and Swapna Kala also. So Jagrat Kala, Jagrat Desha, Swapna Kala, Swapna Desha, it is beyond all of them. So in short, Atma is not subjected to Desha Kala limitation, the space and time limitation. In fact, time and space, they really arise from Atma. And during deep sleep state, time and space, they resolve into Atma. And therefore, Atma is the substratum of time and space. And that Atma I am. I should own that up. So, Aham Avastatraya Sakshi Chaitanya Rupena Desha Kala Atita Chaitanya Rupena Aham Sarvada Bhavami. That is what I should understand. This is the knowledge of Atma. Having said this much in shlokas 3 and 4, now Yamadharmaraja, he gives further details regarding the nature of the Atma. So from this mantra onwards, the fifth mantra, the idea conveyed are highly technical ideas. So I hope I don't succeed in putting you all through sleep, because I still have jet lag myself, having come from India only day for yesterday. But still, let me try. And many of these ideas have been already talked about in Tattva Bodha introduction. And perhaps many of you might not have come to those classes, and others may or may not remember also. So in any case, we will try to understand these technical jargon as simple as possible now. So in Tattva Bodha, we saw certain technical aspects, which we will summarize first, which will help us understand these shlokas much better. In Tattva Bodha, what did we see? That even though Atma is pure consciousness, which is all-pervading, this all-pervading consciousness expresses through matter. This is what we saw then. So, or manifests through matter. And this manifestation or expression of consciousness through matter medium, we called by the name the reflected consciousness, or RC. Reflected consciousness, if you remember, RC. In Sanskrit, it is called Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Abhasa Chaitanyam or Chitabhasaha. These are all various other terms. So the original Chaitanyam, that is called Bimba Chaitanyam, and in Tattva Bodha, we use the abbreviation OC. Reflected consciousness is RC, original Chaitanyam is OC. So, original Chaitanyam is Bimba Chaitanyam, the original consciousness, and RC is the Pratibimba Chaitanyam, or the manifest consciousness, reflected consciousness, or expressed consciousness. And that we also said that the original consciousness is only one, but the reflected consciousness will be as many as the reflecting media. Like, for example, our own face getting reflected in many number of mirrors. Original face being one, there could be many images. And we use the word reflecting medium, RM, at that time. Therefore, the original consciousness, OC, expressed in reflecting medium is reflected consciousness. And if there are reflecting medium 1, reflecting medium 2, reflecting medium 3, then we will have reflected consciousness 1, reflected consciousness 2, and so on. So, as many reflected consciousness as there are reflecting media. And the quality of the reflecting consciousness will depend on the quality of the reflecting medium. If the mirror is a dull mirror or a dirty mirror, the reflection will also be dull. It will be elongated. For example, if it is a concave mirror, if it is a convex mirror, it could be flat. So, all those things could be based on the type of medium. So, even though the original one remains nirvikara, the reflections would become different based on the reflecting medium. And there, we divided the entire material universe into two categories. One, a group of three belonging to the individual, that is the microcosmic universe, three of them, and a group of three belonging to the macrocosm. So we saw all these things at that time. I'm only summarizing them because for those who have not attended Tattva Bodha lectures. So samashtitrayam, that is the total, and the vyashtitrayam, the individual. All of them are what? Matter principle only. They are not consciousness. We should be clear. They are all matter principle. Therefore, three in the vyashti, the individual, and three in the samashti, the total. So we got three pairs. And in all these three pairs, consciousness can manifest or express, and therefore we can have three pairs of reflected consciousness or six reflected consciousness. Three pairs means six reflected consciousness. Original consciousness is only one, and six reflected consciousness. And what are those six? At the individual level, the three layers are called sthula shariram, the physical gross body, sukshma shariram, the subtle body, and the karana shariram, the causal body. And the physical body is that which can be experienced by me also and by others also. My gross body can be seen by you, can be seen by everybody else, and I can experience it also myself. So the sthula shariram is available for both. When it comes to the subtle body, my subtle body consisting of my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, knowledge, ignorance, feelings, all of them, my subtle body is known and experienced by me. But you cannot see my subtle body. Only I can experience my subtle body and you cannot see my subtle body. Actually, this is the problem of the teacher many times. I don't know whether the students understand what I say or not, because it is the subtle body level. Only you know, and I have to be optimistic all the time to continue as a teacher so that I think people understand. But you only know that. So what is subtle body? It is subtle matter available only for myself or oneself. And what is the third layer of body? It is the causal body, which is the dormant personality of mine, which is neither knowable to you nor to me. I do not know how my mind will turn tomorrow. Why tomorrow? Next moment. So, what is causal body? It is the subtlest layer of material personality, which is dormant now. Therefore, no one, including myself, can know. But can be known only it comes to manifestation. So, the sthula, sukshma, karana, shariratrayam and the consciousness, they manifest. Consciousness manifests through all these three. And we have got a particular name for each one of them. All this we saw in Tattvabodha. The consciousness, when it fully expresses through the physical body, the gross physical body, it is called the waker consciousness. Or there is a technical term for it. It is called Vishwa. So the consciousness expressing through the physical body is called waker consciousness. The original consciousness manifesting through the sthula shariram, that is reflecting medium one, and Vishwa is the reflective consciousness one. So sthula shariram is reflected medium one and Vishwa is the reflected consciousness one. And when the very same consciousness expresses through the sukshma shariram, the subtle body, which happens only during our dream. Because during dream, we are only operating through our mind and thoughts and emotions only. And the very same consciousness expressing through the sukshma shariram, the reflecting medium 2, it is called reflected consciousness 2. And the technical term for that is taijasa. So Vishwa and then taijasa. And similarly, the very same consciousness, when it is expressing through the dormant causal body, when we are in deep sleep state, which is illumining the total blankness of the sleep state. Because when we wake up, what do we say? We say we had a great sleep. How do we know when you were sleeping like a log? How do we know that we had a great sleep? Because consciousness is ever present. So the consciousness illumining the total blankness of the sleep state, that blankness illuminating consciousness functioning through the causal body, reflecting medium 3 is called prajnaha or reflected consciousness 3. And all these three things are what? There is only one original consciousness that alone expresses at all these three levels. These are all at what levels? At the individual level, Veshti level. And correspondingly, we have got the total matter medium. And what is that? Like the sthula shariram of the individual, we have got the sthula prapancha of total, the gross universe parallel to the sthula shariram, and the sukshma prapancha, that is parallel to the sukshma shariram, and the karana prapancha, that is corresponding to the karana shariram. And this we can name it as reflecting medium 4, 5 and 6 reflecting media, and the very same conscious principle manifest through these three also. So the same consciousness principle manifests through the three individual reflecting media and also through the three total reflecting media. And when it manifests or reflects in the total gross universe, it is called the Virat Chaitanyam. At the individual level, it is Vishwa. At the total level, it is Virat, the cosmic person or Vaishvanara, reflecting consciousness 4. And the very same consciousness expresses through the total subtle body, Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. Then it is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha, reflected consciousness 5, like Taijasa. Taijasa, the individual level, and Hiranyagarbha of the total. And the very same consciousness expresses through the Samashti Karana Prapancha. And when do we have the Karana Prapancha now? At the time of Pralayam. At the time of Pralayam, when the whole universe is resolved, like the individual sleep, when there is the cosmic sleep, that is called the Pralaya, the whole universe goes into what? The cosmic Karana Avastha. As the individual goes to the Karana Shariram, cosmic Karana Avastha, and the consciousness manifesting in that Karana Prapancha is called Ishwaraha or Antaryami. So, these are all different words actually. So, Vishwa, Taijasam and Prajnam at the Vyashti or individual level, micro level, and Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Ishwara at the total or macro level. All these six are reflected consciousness. They are all reflected consciousness only because there are six different reflecting media. And Yamadharmaraja, the teacher of Kathopanishad, in these following verses, slokas, he points out that the one original consciousness alone is expressing in the form of all the three reflected consciousness. So, Atma Chaitanyam Eva, Vishwa Rupena, Virat Rupena, and Atma Chaitanyam Eva, Taijasa Rupena, Hiranyagarbha Rupena Cha, and Atma Chaitanyam Eva, Prajna Rupena, and Ishwara Rupena Cha. So that's what it's saying. In short, Chaitanyam Eva Sarvam. Everything is only Chaitanyam. That is the discussion now. And this vision is called Sarvatma Bhavaha. So this is another term, Sarvatma Bhavaha. Which vision? That the one consciousness alone is in the form of all the jivas as well as the Ishwara. That is Sarvatma Bhava. And this Sarvatma Bhava is the essence of the shlokas 5 through 10. Mantras 5 through 10. And in this fifth mantra, the author, the Yamadharmaraja, he points out that the Atma alone is in the form of Prajna and Ishwara. Prajna at the Vyashti level, individual level, or Ishwara at the total level. So the topmost pair, taking actually in reverse order. We originally talked about at the individual and total from the other, you know, Vishwa and Virat, that kind of thing. But now we are taking from the reverse. And then in mantra 6, 7 and 9, Yamadharmaraja says that the one Chaitanyam alone, the one consciousness alone, is in the form of the middle pair, namely Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, both the individual and total. And in the 8th mantra, he says that the same Atma alone is in the form of the grossest pair, namely Vishwa and Virat. And the 10th mantra, it winds up the Sarvatma Bhava topic, by which Yamadharmaraja points out that one consciousness alone is in the micro also and in the macro also, in the individual and in the total. So exactly as saying that the one water alone is in the small wave as well as in the big ocean. The truth of the wave is water, and the truth of the ocean also is water. Similarly, the truth of the micro is consciousness, and the truth of the macro also is consciousness. And who is that consciousness? Don't look here and there. I am that consciousness. Once we understand this, we will say, I am everything, ahameva idam sarvam. That is what we will understand. This is the discussion. As actually in Shankaracharya, he says in the Advaita Pancharatna, there is another text, Advaita Pancharatna, where he says, matto nanyat kinjat atra asti vishvam satyam bahyam vastu mayopa kliptam adarshantar basamanasya tulyam my Advaite Bhati Tasma Shivoham. That is what he says. I alone am in the form of all the Jivas and Ishwara also. Tasmat Shivoham. That's what the author says. So this is the essence of the following six shlokas that we will see. So we will see mantra 5, where the essence is Atma alone is both Ishvara and Prajna, the subtlest pair. The Upanishad says, Yaha Atmanam Antikat Veda. If you look at the text, Yaha Atmanam Antikat Veda. Yaha. Yaha means what? This seeker, this mumukshu, this jignyasu, this qualified student who has gone through all the other exercises, this qualified student, Veda. He comes to know, he recognizes, he realizes, or he discerns, he understands. Here the Veda is a verb, it's not a noun. So we have to understand that. So when Veda is used as a noun, it refers to the four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. When Veda is used as a verb, it means a person who knows, who understands. So how to know the difference, whether it is a noun or verb? Again, if it is a noun, it will be followed by two dots, Vedaha. If the dots are not there, it is as simple as that. So here the dots are not there. Therefore, Yaha Veda knows what? Atmanam. So this person knows the Atma, the original consciousness. And how does he know? Antikat. Antikat means intimately, as himself. Abedena. Atma as myself. It is not an object. It is the very subject itself. The person who knows that way. And not only he knows the Atma, he also knows that the one Atma alone is in the form of Ishvara as well as Prajna. He knows that also. When I say Ishvara, it is a technical word. Actually, what is Ishvara? Ishvara is nothing but the original consciousness. When it is reflected in the total Karana Prapancha, we have to again go back to the definition we just outlined earlier. So, Ishvara is nothing but the original consciousness when it is reflected in the total Karana Prapancha and Karana Prapancha Pratibimba Chaitanya. That is Ishvara. So, Karana Prapancha has got another technical name and that is called Maya. So, this is where we again come to Maya. So, Karana Prapancham is called Maya. So, Maya Pratibimba Chaitanya. That is why in Tattva Bodha, it was defined as what? Maya Upadhi Sanne Atma Ishvara Ityuchyate. Therefore, Ishanam Veda. So, Ishanam. Ishanam means the reflected consciousness number 6 to be none other than Ishvara, the reflected consciousness. And the glory of Ishvara is what? Because he is not reflected in a microscopic medium, it's not a dot, but reflected in the samashti, in the total. And also in the subtlest form of samashti, because it is Karana Prapancha. And since Ishvara's medium is the vastest and subtlest, the reflection will be what? The brightest. And therefore, Ishvara happens to be the brightest reflection. And we are the smallest and the grossest, full of impurities. That is us. Whereas Ishvara is the brightest reflection. We are like the electricity expressing through a dullest lamp, for example. Electricity being one, when it expresses through the dullest lamp, the brightness is only that much. When the same electricity expresses through the most powerful spotlight, it will even blind one's eyes. The difference is not in the electricity, but in the medium. And what type of Ishvara he is? Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanam. That Atma alone is the Lord of Bhuta and Bhavya, the past and the future. Bhuta is past, Bhavya future. We supply the present also here, we should. So the Lord of the past, present and future, that Ishvara. And not only it is the reflected consciousness number 6 in the macro level, the very same consciousness is in the micro level also, Jivam. Means what? In the form of Jiva also. So, Ishanam and Jivam. So, here Jiva represents Prajnaha, which is Karana Sharira Pratibimba Chaitanya. This is Karana Shariram, that is Karana Prapancham. So, Ishvara is Karana Prapancha Pratibimba Chaitanyam and Jiva is Karana Sharira Pratibimba Chaitanya. Both are one Atma only, not different from each other. And when the very same Atma appears as a small Jiva, what is the problem? Because of the limitation of the reflecting medium, the Jiva also becomes what? A limited entity. And because of it, it becomes the Karta, the Bhokta, the Samsari, the sufferer. All because of its own limitation. And why he becomes a sufferer? Because of the limitation of the reflecting medium. That is what we should tell. Just as when you go to dream and take a miserable dream body, what happens? Along with the miserable dream body, you also suffer. Even though you are comfortably lying down on the bed without any problem, when you take a smaller medium, you become a sufferer. Similarly, Prajna Jiva becomes what? Madhvadam. Look at the mantra again. Madhvadam. Madhvadaha means what? Karma Phala Bhokta. Samsari. Karma Phala Bhokta is who? The samsari. Madhu. Karma Phala. Madhu means here Karma Phala. And why Karma Phalam is called Madhu? Madhu means what? Madhu is the intoxicant, right? Because of that, people get intoxicated. So, Karma Phalam is called Madhu. Madhu is honey or liquor. In this context, Madhu is Karma Phalam. Madhu Adaha. The means the consumer, the experiencer, the Karma Phala Bhokta, the one who experiences the Karma Phalam. And Karma Phala Bhokta is samsari. So, it is Prajna Jivaha. So, Prajna Jivaha is samsari. And this wise man understands that the Prajna Samsari and the Ishvara he understands. Yaha Veda. And all of them are reflections of one Atma alone. He understands that very well. So, the one who knows, Tataha na vijugupsate. Tataha, after gaining this knowledge, na vijugupsate, he does not feel insecure. Insecure feeling is loss. Jugupsa means desire for security. That is jugupsa. So, all the time working for security in terms of bank balance, in terms of gold, real estate, insurance. Like, ever silver, ever silver. Because you yourself knows that it is never silver. There is this term, ever silver. When the tumbler, the cups and all. In India, we buy this ever silver steel tumbler, stainless steel tumblers. We call them ever silver. We know very well it is never silver at all, but we still call it ever silver. That is why we repeatedly say it is ever silver, we don't say it is real silver. Similarly, why do we say real estate again? Because it is unreal. It is not real estate. Therefore, through unreal estate, bonds, gold, through this and that, and however much we get, the sense of security never goes away. We want to still get more secure. And what is the benefit of this knowledge? Your sense of insecurity goes away even though you possess nothing. Kaupinavantaha kalu bhagyavantaha. That's what Acharya said. This guy has nothing except a kaupinam. But bhagyavantaha, he feels so secure. He is always ever contented. So once the knowledge is there, you may possess nothing materially. But the sense of security will be there in plenty. If, whatever you may possess, you will feel only insecure if the Lord is not there. And therefore, what is moksha? Freedom from not insecurity, but freedom from the sense of insecurity. So, moksha is not freedom from insecurity, but freedom from the sense of insecurity, because insecurity is a sense in your mind. No, it is not. So, therefore, na vijugupsate. So, gopayitum na ichchati, that person. And then Yama Dharmaraja says, etat vaitat. Etat means this pair. This prajna ishvara pair is none other than that atma which you asked for, O Nachiketas. That is what he is telling to Nachiketas. So, one Atma alone appears in the form of the creator Ishvara and the created Jiva also. That is the essence of this mantra. So, one Atma alone is playing this drama. In the Dakshinamurti Stotram lectures, I don't know how many of you attended, there we had the shlokam, Vishwam Pashyati Karya Karanataya Swaswami Sambandataha Shishya Acharyataya Tataiva Pitru Putradi Atmana Bedataha Swapne Jagrativa Yayesha Purushaha Maya Paribhramitaha Tasmai Sri Guru Murtaye Namayadam Sri Dakshina Murtaye. We saw this shloka number 8. So, one Atma alone has the drama, the natakam of what? The protector and protected, the creator and created. And that one behind both is who? Is none other than I myself. Etat vaitat. This is the Atma. That is the essence of the shloka. Now let us go to shloka number 6. Yap purvam tapaso jatam adhya purvam ajayata guham pravishyatishtantam yo bhute birvipasyata etat vaitat. It's another very important, very technical shloka. We will have to remember a lot of Tattvabodha here also, but I will refresh. Just to refresh it, what we said in the last, you know, in the previous shloka. When we have, even if I repeat a few times, it is good because we won't have confusion between the micro and macro and all that. So when we have the original consciousness expresses through the various reflecting media, and so we get different reflecting consciousness, reflected consciousness, and one for the Vyashti, the individual, and another for the total, the Samashti. So, reflecting medium one is Vyashti, Stula Shariram, or grass body, and reflected consciousness one is Vishwa, correspondingly. And reflected medium two is Samashti, grass prapancha, like the Vyashti, grass body, Samashti, grass prapancha. And reflected consciousness 2 is called Virat. And reflected medium 3, Vyashti subtle body. And reflected consciousness 3 is Taijasa. Reflected medium 4, Samashti subtle prapancha. Reflected consciousness 4 is called Hiranyagarbha. And reflected medium 5 is Vyashti causal body. And reflected consciousness 5 is Prajna. Reflected medium 6 is Samashti Kasal Prapancha, and reflected consciousness 6 is Ishvara. So this is what we should understand, right? Vishwa, Virat, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, Prajna, Ishvara. So in the previous shloka, shloka number 5, Yamadharmaraja said that Atma, the original consciousness alone, expresses through the subtle individual causal body, Karana Shariram, as Prajna, and through the total Karana Shariram as Ishvara. Karana Shariram or Karana Prapancha as Ishvara. So in Shloka 6, 7 and 9, Yamadharmaraja points out that Atma alone expresses in the form of both Hiranyagarbha and Taijasa. So Hiranyagarbha means the consciousness expressing in the total, Samashti, subtle, Sukshma Prapancha. And Taijasa is the consciousness expressing in the Sukshma Shariram. Both are subtle. So, the Upanishad describes Hiranyagarbha in this particular mantra first. Who is Hiranyagarbha? As we said earlier, Hiranyagarbha consists of two parts. One, the reflecting medium, and two, the reflected consciousness. Reflecting medium, reflected consciousness. And what is the reflecting medium? We are talking about Hiranyagarbha. The reflecting medium is the total subtle creation, the total Samashti. Now, Yamadharmaraja points out how Hiranyagarbha is born, the birth of Hiranyagarbha. How? Hiranyagarbha consists of subtle universe and the reflection in that. Subtle universe and the reflection in that. So, how was the subtle universe born? That is the next question. The answer is, the subtle universe was born out of the causal universe. Actually, if you remember Tattvabodha, when we talked about the Karana Shariram, we said Sharira Dvayasya Karana Matram. The Karana Shariram is the cause for both the subtle body and the gross body. So here the subtle universe was born, the Sukshma Shariram, the Sukshma Prapancha is born out of the Karana Prapancha. And how was the Karana universe, the causal universe was born, Karana Prapancha? Causal means what? Causal is the seed form. It is not the casual, it is causal, the subtlest form. Now the causal universe is never born. These are all important information. The causal universe is never born. It was there at the time of Pralaya also. Karana Prapancha was there at Pralayam, which is a stage before creation. And if causal universe was there, what about the reflection? causal universe was there before Pralaya itself, then what about the reflection? Wherever the reflection reflecting medium is there, the reflection also must be there. So when causal universe was there, the reflection also must have been there. And what is the name of that reflection? Consciousness reflected in causal universe is what? If you remember, it is Ishvara. Okay. Therefore, during Pralayam, causal universe was there, the reflection also was there, and the reflection is called Ishvara, and that Ishvara was existing during Pralayam. So, during Pralayam, Ishvara existed. I hope it's not very confusing yet. And then what happened? At the appropriate time, the causal universe evolved into slightly grassified universe. And it got converted into subtle universe. So, the causal universe at some point in time got converted, got grassified slightly and became grass, the total subtle universe. So, Karana Prapancha, the causal universe, got converted to Sukshma Prapancha, the subtle universe, which is partially grassified form. We use a technical term called grassification. So, Sukshma Prapancha is grosser than Karana Prapancha. And Sukshma Prapancha is subtler than Stula Prapancha, the grass body. So, Sukshma Prapancha is in between Karana Prapancha and Stula Prapancha. Stula is the grossest form, Karana is the subtlest form. And Sukshma is the Sukshma Prapancha, is the intermediary form. And this Sukshma Prapancha was born out of Karana Prapancha or Ishvara. And the moment the Sukshma Prapancha is born, then automatically the reflection gets formed in it. And that reflection is called what? Hiranyagarbha. And therefore, technically I can say Hiranyagarbha is born out of Ishvara. Right? Hiranyagarbha. So it's born from the causal. Causal, Ishvara. Now it becomes subtle. And Sukshma Prapancha is born out of Karana Prapancha. So, to put in the technical form, Hiranyagarbha is born out of Ishvara, to say it again. So, if you have the total picture of, for example, whatever we read in Tattva Bodha, that we gave in the last, regarding the last shloka, this will be fairly straightforward in understanding. So, how did Ishvara create this Hiranyagarbha? That is the next question. The Upanishad says, by tapas. Ishvara created this Hiranyagarbha, that is Ishvara, the Karana Prapancha, Karana universe, from which the subtle universe, the Hiranyagarbha is born. And the Upanishad says, by tapas. In the Mundaka Upanishad, it is said, Yaha Sarvajnaha Sarvavit Yasya Jnanamayam Tapaha Tasmat Yetat Brahma Namarupam Annancha Jayate Tapasi Chayate Tapasa jiyate brahma tatonnam api jayate. That tatonnam api jayate. So, the word tapas was used in Mundaka Upanishad. The same word is given here also. Ishvara created Hiranyagarbha through tapas. And what is the tapas of Ishvara? Again in Mundaka Upanishad it is said, tapas is nothing but mere sankalpa matrena. He just desired. The entire thing became mere wish. By mere wish, Ishvara created Hiranyagarbha. So, for example, actually in Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, So kamayata bahusyam praja yeyeti satapo tapyata satapas taptva. So kamayata. He desired to become many. Just as we create our dream, after how much of effort? What effort we need? In the middle of the class itself, we can dream. No problem, many times. Right? So, sankalpa matrena, because all the raw materials for the dream are in the mind, in the form of vasana rupena. So many vrittis, thoughts, they are all there in the mind. They have to only get projected. Just like that I can create, similarly, you know, the dream I can create that way. Similarly, actually, we already saw in the Dakshinamurti Stotram also, maya viva, vijrimbayati. Vijrimbayatyapi maha yogiva yasvechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye shri dakshinamurtaye namaha idam. So we already saw that in Dakshinamurti Stotram. Just as Vishwamitra, he created the Trishanku Swarga just by mere wish. He just wished to create and it got created. Similarly, Ishwara created Hiranyagarbha. And therefore the shloka says, Yaha. Yaha refers to Hiranyagarbha. Tapasaha Jatam is born out of the tapas or sankalpa of whom? Of Ishwara. We have to supply Ishwara here. So Ishwarasya tapasaha jataha Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha is born out of the tapas of Ishwara and Adhyaha Purvam Ajayata. So there are two Purvam here. The first Purvam should be understood as the eldest form of creation or the oldest form of creation. The eldest son is Hiranyagarbha. So Purvam is Prathama in one sense. And then Adhyaha Purvam Ajayata. The word Adhyaha. Adhyaha represents the five grass elements. Panchasthula Bhutani. Literally, Adhyaha means water, which represents here all the five grass elements. And the five grass elements, they represent the total grass universe. Sthula Prapancha. And how the, you know, how the ideas are implied now? From water, we should go to the five grass elements. From five grass elements, we should go to the total grass universe. And from the total grass universe, you have to go to the Virat principle, the Virat. Why? Because Virat is none other than the consciousness expressed through what? The Sthula Prapancha. If you remember Virat and Sthula Prapancha, grass. I hope it is not too much confusing yet. Therefore, water should be understood as the five elements or the grass universe, the Virat. And the Upanishad says, Adhyaha Purvam. Before the birth of Virat, Hiranyagarbha was born. Before the birth of Virat, Hiranyagarbha was. And why do we say so? Because Virat represents the grass universe. Hiranyagarbha represents the subtle universe. So grass universe comes later. Subtle universe comes before. Therefore, the eldest son is Hiranyagarbha. And thereafter, the younger one is Virat. Just to say. So, who is Hiranyagarbha now? We have got actually two descriptions. One is Hiranyagarbha is born out of Ishwara by his mere wish, by his mere sankalpa. And second point is Hiranyagarbha is born before the birth of Virat. Then Guham Pravishya Tishtantam. Guha means the individual Sukshma Sharira, the individual, the subtle body, which indicates the very same Hiranyagarbha, the reflected consciousness, which is in the total subtle universe, is present in the individual subtle body also. The one that is present in the total subtle universe is present in the individual subtle body also. So, whatever pervades USA, the entire country, will also pervade New Jersey, right? It will. So, whatever is in macro must be in the micro. Therefore, Guham refers to the Sukshma Sharira. Pravishya Tishtantam, the very same consciousness present in the subtle body also. But with a different name. What is the name? Taijasa Rupena Tishtantam. At the macro level, it is Hiranyagarbha. And at the micro level, it is Taijasa. So, these are all definitions of the various terms that we used earlier. And this Hiranyagarbha alone, Bhutebihi, means surrounded by the grass body. Bhutebihi, because every subtle body is surrounded by the grass body, the grass elements. That Hiranyagarbha and Taijasa, they obtain. And Yaha Vipashyata, who sees, Pashim Pashyati. And a wise man understands and knows both this Hiranyagarbha and Taijasa. So, earlier the wise person understood Ishwara and Prajna. Now, Hiranyagarbha and Taijasa. Etat Vaitat. And this Hiranyagarbha and Taijasa are none other than the original consciousness, which is you, yourself, O Nachiketas. That is a teaching. Shloka number 7. Ya Pranena Sambhavati Adityir Devatamayi Guham Pravishya Tishtanti Ya Bhute Bhir Yaja Bhude Bhir Yajayata Etad Vaitate. This mantra also describes the same idea as the previous shloka, shloka number 6. విచ్ ఇస్ తైజస రూపేణ హిరణ్య గర్భ రూపేణ చ ఏకం చైతన్యం ఏవ బాధి. సో ది సేమ్ ఐడియా ఈస్ కమ్యూనికేటెడ్ హియర్. సో దేవతామయీ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ లైన్. సో దేవతామయీ మీన్స్ వాట్? ద డెయిటీ విచ్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది దేవతాస్. దేవతామయీ అన్నమయం, లైక్ దట్ మయం. దేవతామయీ ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీస్, ఆల్ ది ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీస్. The Devata, the deity which represents, which consists of all the preceding deities, that is the Samashti Devata, Pranena Sambhavati, is born in the form of Hiranyagarbha. That is Samashti Devata, Pranena Sambhavati. So the total deity alone is born in the form of Hiranyagarbha. And now again we have to understand that lot of Tattva Bodha again has to come here. That is why we, before we start Vedanta classes, we teach Tattva Bodha. Because many of these definitions, if I keep on repeating, you know, it is going to be too long. That's why we teach Tattva Bodha in the beginning. So all those who have not come to those lectures, please refer to those lectures or those notes that are published in our website. Now, what is Hiranyagarbha? We said Hiranyagarbha is the consciousness which is expressing through the total subtle universe. That's what we already said. And we know that the subtle body consists of 17 organs. And what are those 17? We already told all this earlier. Pancha Jnanendriyani, 5 sense organs of perception. Pancha Karmendriyani, 5 sense organs of action. Pancha Pranadeha, the 5-fold physiological system, Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana and Samana. And then Manaha, the emotional faculty. And Buddhihi, the rational or intellectual faculty. All put together is 17. And if these 17 faculties are there in every individual sukshma shariram, in the macrocosm, the total, all these 17 should be there in the total measure. Right? So because the samashti should have got the faculty of the individual, but all the faculties of the individuals put together. So that's what is total. Therefore, there should be total power of perception, total power of action, etc. So, in fact, each faculty must have the corresponding totality in where? Hiranyagarbha, the samashti. So, my faculty of vision should be in the total faculty of vision in Hiranyagarbha. So, if you take one organ, say the organ of eye alone, this is called indriyam. So, it is called indriyam in the individual, and in the macrocosm, the very same perceptive power must be in total measure. And the corresponding totality is called devata. So, individual it is called indriyam, the power of sight, and in the total it is called the devata in a Shastraic language. So, indriyam is at the micro level and devata at the macro level. So, all the entire power of vision is attributed to that devata. And how many organs we have? We have 17, that's what we just now said. And so at the total level, we should have 17 devatas also. So Chakshur Devata, the devata presiding deity for sight, Strotra Devata, presiding deity for hearing, Hasta Devata for the hands, so for all of them. So and for each devata, one name also was given in Tattva Bodha, if you remember, Shrotrasya Dik Devata. For the Shrotra, the devata is called Dig. Tvacho Vayuhu, for the sense of touch, Vayu is the devata. Chakshushaha Suryaha, for the eyesight, it is Surya. Rasanaya Varunaha, for the sense of taste, the total devata is Varuna. Granasya Ashvinau, the smelling faculty is Ashvinau. Evam Jnanendriya Devataha, we already saw that in Tattva Bodha. Similarly, for Karmendriyas also, there are devatas for the total. So, if Sukshma Shariram has got 17 organs, Sukshma Prapancha will have 17 devatas. You see the correspondence between the individual indriyas and the total in the form of devatas. So, Hiranyagarbha is defined as a god consisting of all the devatas put together. So, you have got the 17 indriyas, 17 devatas, and all the devatas put together is Hiranyagarbha. So, just as Sukshma Shariram is all the organs put together, the Sukshma Prapancha is all the devatas put together. And this Samashti Devata is called Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha gets the title Devata Mahi. All these explanations are just to explain that one term, Devata Mahi. And this Devata Mahi Hiranyagarbha consisting of all the devatas, the presiding deities, is born in the form of pranaha. In the first line, the word pranaha. Pranaha means Hiranyagarbha. And why the Hiranyagarbha is known as prana? That will be the next question, right? Why should Hiranyagarbha be known as prana? Even though Hiranyagarbha is all the devatas put together, among all the devatas, the prana devata is considered to be the most important devata. So there also there is a hierarchy. Why do we say so? Because if any organ is not functioning, then we can manage. For example, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a story. There it is said, every organ wanted to find out which is more important. It's a story in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And so the eye organ, it went out of the individual on 1 year vacation. Just said, okay, I'm going to be out. Thinking that the person cannot survive without an eye. And after 1 year, the indriyam comes back and finds out that this person was blind, but could manage all right without any problem. And then the Shrotrendriyam, it found out without hearing, this person could survive. And the mind indriyam, that found out that without thinking, most people can survive also. They don't have to think, they can still survive. And finally, prana decided to go out. It only decided to go out. It didn't go out yet. It only decided. Ataha prana utkramishyan. It only decided to go. Yata mahasuhayaha saindavaha padbisha shankun samvrihete evam haivam iman pranan samvavarha. So that is what is given in that Upanishad. When prana was about to go, then the individual was about to die. We can survive without all other organs, but without prana, we cannot survive. And that is why in deep sleep, even when all the other indriyas are resolved, you don't see anything else. Jnanendriyas, karmendriyas, manaha, buddhi, they all don't function in deep sleep. Even ego is not there in deep sleep. But what functions? Prana. What is the proof for that? Because we are not still disposed of. So that is the proof. So from that it is very, very clear that prana is the most important devata. And so Hiranyagarbha is known by the name prana devata. This shloka. So this samashti devata is born in the form of prana, Hiranyagarbha devata. And this Hiranyagarbha devata, which is nothing but the consciousness at the samashti sukshma prapancha level. When I use these terms now, you should be with me. At the samashti sukshma prapancha level, it is a consciousness. It is very much there at the individual sukshma sharira level also. And so he says, guham pravishya tishtanti. So he says, guham pravishya tishtanti. Here, guha. Guha means individual sthula sharira guha or hridayak, the hridaya guha. So this macrocosm, Hiranyagarbha, is present in the individual sukshma shariram also. The same macro. So within the sthula shariram, and when it is present in the individual, what is the name of that consciousness? No more Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is in the sukshma prapancha. When it is in the sthula prapancha, it is called, so it is taijas rupena guham pravishya tishtanti is called, and then this taijasa is given another special name, adithihi. So adithihi, the experiencer of the world. This taijasa is given another, at the individual level, is given adithihi. So because taijasa alone, through the mind and sense organ, experiences the external world. The external world can be experienced through what? The mind and sense organs only. And therefore, taijasa is called adithihi. Adithi means experiencer, boktru jivaha, is adithihi. It is derived from the root ad. Ad means bhakshane. Adanat adithihi. The one who consumes is Aditi. Not only through mouth, through all sense organs. We don't consume just only through the mouth. Through all the sense organs, 5 types of food are consumed. Shabda, varieties of sound, you consume through your ears. Similarly, through eyes, through forms, through colors, through the 5 jnanendriyas, the taijasa consumes, and though it is called Aditihi. Aditihi devata mahi. And this taijasa, bhutebir vyajayata, is born this Taijasa cum Hiranyagarbha pair, micro macro pair, is born along with Bhutebihi, the five subtle elements. If it is Virat, we refer to gross elements. When it is Hiranyagarbha, we refer to it as subtle elements. And this Taijasa Hiranyagarbha pair is also what? Etat Vaitat. It is also none other than the pure consciousness. Etat Vaitat. So then instead of doing the eighth mantra, we will do actually the ninth mantra. Because the eighth mantra we will the skip. Maybe I wait a minute. It's 9:25. Maybe I cannot complete it. So let us not do it now. So we will stop with the seventh mantra today. We, instead of doing the ninth mantra, we will do the eighth mantra that, you know, we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwara sri krishna.